Many Americans love the taste and smell of Southern cuisine, such as macaroni and cheese, fried chicken and waffles, burgers and fries. Now, men and women from townships and villages in South Africa are being trained to cook some of these dishes at an inner-city Johannesburg restaurant. Chicken coated in a batter of secret spices sizzles in oil. At the Mr. Big Stuff Eatery, even the squares of macaroni and cheese, known as mac and cheese, are deep fried. Here in the heart of Johannesburg, customers sit in booths similar to that of an American diner. At one table, students in fashionable clothes hungrily eat burgers. At another, two lawyers in black suits and lacy white court collars eat waffles topped with chicken strips. Food blogger Tondo Moliketti says Mr. Big Stuff's fried chicken is the best she's tasted.
It's like the Colonel's fried chicken, but crispier, and then the sweet waffle is like light and fluffy, topped with that mustardy syrup. It's just phenomenal. It's a really good southern food more than anything else.
Craig Durant is co-owner of Mr. Big Stuff Eatery. He says the heartbeat of his business is a team of African chefs trained by an American food expert. Zimbabwean Makosi Kumalo is one of them. He says he loves going all American by serving up burgers for breakfast.
I really enjoy the Crazy Rebel, yeah. We've got bacon there, it's a double cheese. You're having a classic breakfast and lunch at the same time.
But initially, Makosi Kumalo doubted the restaurant would be a success.
When they called me for the interview and they showed me the menu, they're like, this is what you'll be selling. I was like, are you kidding me? How can I sell this? I've never seen anything like this.
He says trying to convince some people to eat bacon and maple syrup and waffles for breakfast has indeed been challenging.
They normally are used to waffles as dessert.
Craig Durant acknowledges that some still hesitate to try the more quirky or unusual American recipes.
They look straight at chicken and waffles and they go like, this is a bit weird for me, you know, this is a bit full on, you know. Yeah, we're really happy with it so far.
Okay.
A woman orders another Mr. Big Stuff specialty. Tondo Moliketti commends the restaurant for challenging South Africa by offering food never before seen in the country, like its mac and cheese burger.
So it's a normal burger with a slice of mac and cheese on top. I mean, that's insane. It is insane, but delicious.
Tondo Moliketti says the nation's ready for uniquely American food because tastes here are expanding rapidly.
A year ago, I'm not sure if people would have been as receptive to chicken and waffles, but now South Africans are kind of broadening their palate and willing to experiment with two flavors that they're used to having, but separately.
Makosi Kumalo says he is proud to be part of what he calls a food revolution and proud to be an African chef making American food.
We get Americans coming in, they're like, we only thought we could get this on in our country, you know.
As more customers line up and as more classic American tunes play from Mr. Big Stuff's sound system, Makosi Kumalo's eyes light up, wondering if his bosses are ready for his recipes for deep-fried oysters and corn dogs. I'm Bob Doty.